Will you pray? That's one of the main reasons we have this podcast each week, is to encourage the members of Grace Baptist Church to pray for the time of worship tomorrow, the time of Bible study, and our gathering together tomorrow to worship the Lord. Pray for the preaching of the Word as the Word goes forth, as the Gospel goes forth. And so it's just a way of reminding you each week that there's going to be a message tomorrow from God's Word that will be preached. And we need to pray about it in advance. We need to be prayed up as we come to church. And so this podcast is intended to be an encouragement for that purpose. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, maybe you go somewhere else to church, pray for your pastor. I can assure that he needs it. And what we do on this podcast each week is we just simply preview the next day's sermon. And tomorrow we're going to be in Acts 14. And we'll see how Paul's first missionary journey ended. There's really sort of two words that describe how it went on that first missionary journey. There was much success. The word went forth with power. The gospel message went out. People were saved, and the word increased, and the church grew. Churches were planted, and so there was success to that first missionary journey, but there was also suffering. And there was great persecution that both Paul and Barnabas endured, and all those probably that were with them. There was some hardship involved in it. And we last left off at the end of chapter 13. Paul and Barnabas had been run out of Antioch in Pisidia, and they move on to three other cities. And we'll see those three cities tomorrow, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. And in tomorrow's message, we'll see what happened in each of those cities, and we'll see what they encountered as they went to those cities. Paul later described this part of that first missionary journey like this in 2 Timothy 3:11. He spoke about it like this. He spoke about the persecution, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. You know, some people might think that it was an exciting adventure that Paul was on these missionary journeys, that he got to live an exciting life, going from place to place, seeing exciting new places all the time. But Paul, again, in another location in Scripture, described all of his missionary journeys sort of like this. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, he talks about the labors that were involved in those journeys. He talks about the stripes above measure that he endured, imprisonments, and facing death oftentimes. But listen to the rest of this beginning in verse 24. This is in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 24. He says, "From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Do you get the idea that Paul was in peril as he went on these journeys? In weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often." That means that they were without food. This is not choosing to fast, but this was just the fact that they had to go sometimes without eating. "In cold and nakedness, besides the other times, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches." You know, the changed life of the Apostle Paul is one of the great evidences of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the validity of the Christian faith. How do you explain the life of a man who was on his way to persecute Christians, to arrest them and to kill them if necessary, and suddenly he does a 180, a complete turnabout, and becomes the greatest advocate of the gospel of Jesus Christ the world has ever known? And he does so in the face, as we've just read, of great peril, great suffering, great tribulation. How do you explain that? Well, there's only one way you can explain it. He really did encounter the risen Lord that day on that dusty Damascus road. And, you know, the book of Acts includes three times the conversion of Saul. And I think it's for a purpose. It shows us that he really did see the risen Lord. And what an important testimony, what an important proof of the validity of the gospel is the conversion of Saul, the complete turnabout in his life. Well, in tomorrow's message, we're going to see Paul suffer great persecution for the sake of Christ and the gospel, and yet it doesn't stop him from continuing on and completing this first missionary journey. And later in Acts, we'll see that it doesn't stop him from setting out on an additional journey to carry the gospel to the world. And so we're going to call the message tomorrow, The Unstoppable Gospel. You know, Paul had a lot to say about suffering and tribulation for the sake of Christ and for the cause of the gospel. And we're going to look at some of the places that he wrote in his letters about suffering and about tribulation. And it's instructive to us. It instructs us about what the Christian life is really about. If we're living a godly Christian life, what it's like to do that. It's not easy. God doesn't intend it to be easy. But yet we know that there's good that comes from suffering. There's good that comes from the trials and tribulations that we endure for the cause of Christ. And so I think we'll find it to be a very challenging message. I think it's something that we need to hear and be reminded of, especially in the days in which we live, because persecution is coming. The Bible tells us it is. It will grow increasingly worse, increasingly severe for Christians as time goes by. We don't know exactly when it will arrive for us here in Grand Bay, Alabama. We live sort of a sheltered existence in some ways here in the Bible Belt of the South and in a community like Grand Bay. But you know, it's already arrived for millions around the world. We learned just this past week about a pastor up in Canada who has been arrested, and he was arrested for having his church continue to meet during the COVID restrictions, the very strict COVID restrictions that are in place there in Canada. And he has been sentenced. As part of his sentencing, he has to read in church. Anytime he speaks, he has to read a statement that has been written by the government about COVID to his people, and he's refusing to do that. And so as they've arrested him, he made this statement. He said, you know, to American churches, American Christians and pastors, he said, "You're next." He said, "It's coming for you as well." And so we need to prepare for persecution. I preached an entire message about that last November. That was the title of the message, Prepare for Persecution. And I really believe that we need to be preparing ourselves. Most Christians are not prepared. We've had it so easy for so long. We've become soft. And we think life should just be easy and everything should be wonderful and happy all the time for us as Christians, but we're living in a world that more and more is in conflict, and there's animosity towards the Bible and towards Christians and towards godly people. And the only way we're going to be prepared is if we have the strength of the Lord in our lives. So in our text tomorrow, we'll find encouragement to persevere and to stand fast for the Lord in days of difficulty, in times of trials and tribulations and persecutions. And so I hope you'll be with us as we look at this great chapter in God's Word and as we think about the unstoppable gospel, the unstoppable gospel. And we'll meet where we always meet. That's at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. 12930 Border Drive, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. If you need to know more about Grace Baptist Church, if you're thinking about maybe coming to meet with us, and we would love to have you come and meet with us, you can find out more about our church at gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. You can also find it on this page that you're on, the landing page for this podcast. You'll see information there about the church, and You can learn all that you need to know about Grace Baptist Church there. Also, you can find information about on sermon audio about the messages that we have preached. If you'd like to listen to that message, Prepare for Persecution, it's there. The message that we'll preach tomorrow will be there by Monday. And so I'd hope that you would listen to that. Even if you are a member of another church and attend faithfully at another church, I think it would be helpful to Christians to hear about this section of Scripture in Acts chapter 14. Well, that's our preview for tomorrow's message. We try to have this podcast available by 10 a.m. each Saturday morning, and I hope you'll make it a weekly habit to tune in and listen, especially our members. My name is Paul Meredith. I'm the pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I hope to see you in church tomorrow. Please be in prayer, and I look forward to seeing you at Grace tomorrow.
Brethren, we have met to worship, and adore.